Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hook, would you please turn one out? Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Paul, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of one of three stories. Today, we offer you Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Man, I've always had a license to spill.
All right. A truck spilled a substance earlier today across a residential road, prompting cleanup efforts and renewed complaints from residents about trucks violating weight restrictions. Roz Sloan, she discovered the spill on her street when returning home. She said she saw unassuming drivers glide right over the top of the spill before cleanup crews even arrived. Now, when the crews got to work cleaning up the spill, Sloan said she was caught off guard by their methods. Quote, I noticed they were sweeping, and all the dust that is not good to inhale was just going everywhere. But what frustrated Sloan most was trucks repeatedly using the residential roads that they're not supposed to travel on. She says they're meant to be driving along designated routes like Bennett Road, which is miles from her street. Quote, they know they're not supposed to be going across the weight-restricted bridge, but yet they still do it and they sneak through. Sometimes that's their excuse, that they have a new driver. He doesn't know. I would imagine that if you were training them, that would be something you might want to let them know. And she said, well, it's a good thing that the mess was cleaned up quickly. She's still upset about the ongoing violations and the fact that the spill happened at all. Fair enough. The question is, what did the truck spill? Was it cement? Was it tar? Was it manure or was it biodiesel? So cement, tar, manure, or biodiesel, what was spilled on her roadway?
Man, I mean, if they're brooming it up, I'd have to go with manure. I mean, kind of a crappy story, but
okay.
What do you guys think,
Paul? I'm going to go biodiesel.
Okay.
And you didn't say how the truck spilled, right? Just
it did not say. It didn't say if it turned
it just
over.
Keeps going over this bridge,
and it's in a residential area. There's obviously a reason for the weight limit, but it ended up spilling its cargo. I don't even know if the truck crashed or if it just spilled its cargo. None of that's in the story.
Did he give a state, what state it was in?
Man, I believe it's one of the Carolinas.
Okay.
I believe it's one of the Carolinas, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with poop.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm gonna go manure.
All right.
Or poop.
Paul and Ted.
You said manure, right?
Poop. Oh, which is poop, sure.
All right. What was spilled all over the roadway there? Was it cement tar, manure, or biodiesel? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Men's Room.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Category license to spill on profile. This, we got a truck that spilled a substance on the street. The problem was trucks aren't supposed to be in that residential neighborhood.
That is correct.
Get off my street.
So they've complained about it a lot, which means either from the weight limit or that the spills have happened before, it happened again. Question is, what was spilled all over the roadway? Cement, tar, manure, or biodiesel?
And Paul, that is a question that we posed to you. Let us start with my guy. He went with biodiesel. It was not biodiesel. But Paul, you went with manure. Ted agreed. Went with poop. Same freaking thing. Now.
No?
Now.
Oh.
One of our more astute listeners there on the old YouTubes, David, he pieced it together. He said, look, they're sweeping up dust. I'm going to say concrete. It was, in fact, concrete.
It was cement?
So it was dry concrete?
It was dry concrete, then.
Some of it. And the amount of time it took them to get there, the top layer had dried. That they could sweep up. The other stuff they kind of scraped off.
All right.
That's why people were driving through it.
Okay. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title is, guys, have teams and talented writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Wendy's will close around 300 stores starting in late 2025. Well, I guess everything eventually, I guess, I'm sorry, folks. I can't read sometimes. Wendy's will close around 300 stores starting in late 2025. Well, I guess everything ends eventually, which was also the original slogan for the Baconator.
Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers.
Stephen Colbert.
Wendy's will close roughly 300 stores starting in late 2025. Well, I guess everything ends eventually, which coincidentally was also the original slogan for the Baconator.
Kraft Mac and Cheese is releasing an apple pie flavor for the holidays. Because if we can't bring down the price of groceries, the new strategy, I guess, is to just make you not want them.
Fallon?
Yeah, Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Kraft Mac and Cheese is releasing a new apple pie flavor for the holidays. Because if we can't bring down the price of groceries, the new strategy is to just make you not want them.
I feel like somebody's going to serve that to their children, and they're going to ask for it all year round.
You think?
I don't know. Seems like an odd
one. You know what? You might be right. You might be.
Sean Diddy Combs is now working at the chapel in the prison he is in. That he described it. They described it as, quote, he works at the Chapel Library, where he describes the environment as warm, respectful, and rewarding. Not only that, he actually teaches in there as well. Mostly the Sodom and Gomorrah stories.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
Ted Smith!
Ted Smith! Yeah, I know this one.
I don't even need a book.
The USA is getting hit with a major cold snap as temperatures drop to record lows across the country. Temperatures drop quickly in New York. Between the marathon last week and temperatures this week, it's been a brutal time for nipples.
Seth. Fallon.
Fallon.
The U.S. is getting hit with a major cold snap as temperatures drop to record lows across the country. Yep, temperatures dropped fast in New York. Between the marathon last week and the temperatures this week, is a brutal time for nipples.
Maybe the nipples were excited. It's cold.
It's awesome.
It's our time.
We're out.
A man snapped 65 cucumbers in 30 seconds to break the world record, obliterating the previous record of 50. Man, now breaking 50 cucumbers seems pointless.
Colbert.
Fallon. That's Colbert.
Meanwhile, it was just reported that a man snapped 65 cucumbers in 30 seconds to break the world record, obliterating the previous record of 50. Man, now breaking 50 cucumbers seems pointless.
Let's see. A couple things for the weekend. Obviously, we were gone for a couple days. I did. Somebody already said it to Mike. I did text my couple of my buddies on Monday. Happy birthday to the Marine Corps, 250. Yeah. And then, of course, happy Veterans Day. You know, my dad was a veteran. But, you know me. I was like, I should watch something. So I was going through old war movies.
Don't blame Veterans Day for you watching a war movie or anything to deal with it.
What'd you watch? Hogan's Heroes?
I know, but it was a better excuse.
It is a better excuse.
Jesus, what are you doing? Watch World. Well, the problem is, Shane Gillis has a joke about it too, but like World War II in color has always got me. But now there's a whole thing of just the Pacific Theater in color.
Yeah.
Which is brutal, right?
Yep.
And then now they got Vietnam in color. So I watched a lot of that stuff. And then I watched like a four-part series on Netflix right now about the Marines.
Okay.
I think it's just called Marine. And it's pretty interesting because, you know, it's just showing you the different types of like everybody on there, right? And then don't chastise me for this. I want to say it's a squadron. They're all in Japan, but they're also on boats, right?
Okay.
So you have the gunners, you have the snipers, which some of them are scout snipers, which I guess now they're getting rid of. And then you have like the pilots too. As you forget, in the Marines, they will fly some jets and they will also fly helicopters, like these attack helicopters. But seeing them prepare and drill in all this time is just super interesting. They all come from different backgrounds. A lot of them obviously are pretty machismo young men that are looking for something to do and this and that. But then also they looked at kind of the mental aspect of like some of these guys have trained so long, but they haven't been in combat.
Right.
And it's almost like this one psychologist was saying, like, some of these men and women that come back that don't actually go to combat almost have, like, a different, harsher version of PTSD as they feel like they never fulfilled their job.
Okay, that makes
sense.
And
I was like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like firemen. If you know a fireman, they'll never say this, but, like, the bulk of the job is injuries, car accidents, right? Like you want to go fight fire.
Of course.
Right. So if you trained, you're a machine gunner, like you want to go shoot that machine gun.
Yeah. That's the point.
Right. But it's like nobody wishes for war. So it's just,
right.
It's super interesting. And then for all the like stuff you watch a civilian, like, oh, that'd be awesome to do and stuff. I also like, they're just very honest about it. Like the one guy's like, look, 80% of this sucks.
Yeah.
He's like, there's 20% that's fun hanging out with the guys and shooting the weapons. But he's like, some of it. And like a lot of them, they're Marines, but they're like, the one guy's like, I hate it. I can't swim. He goes, you get in these boats, the rubber boats, right? You're getting off a big ship at night. You know what that boat's made out of? He's like, it's just rubber. Right? He's like, it's frightening.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I'm scared. I've had a few Navy SEALs over the year, and I remember the one guy asking him, like, man, like, you jump out of those planes at night. Like, you ever get scared? He's like, what do you think? He's like, I'm swimming in the ocean open. Like, I'm jumping into black ocean at night. Right. He's like, yes, it was a Navy SEAL. He's like, I was so scared as hell.
Sure.
He's like, I know how to do my job. So very good show. And I thought it did a good job of showing kind of the all aspects of that. Now, this just happened to focus
on the Marine Corps, which is also funny, is they're all Navy ships.
Right.
And they're always kind of giving each other the business and different. And then also, there's just so many jobs. You know, like my dad was an infantryman, you know, in the Army, right, in 69. And he had a Bronze Star, right? So he was in combat and stuff. But you forget, like, the Army's so big, they do everything.
Yeah.
Like, they show up. They could run a whole country if they needed to, right? And then, like, the Marines, like, these guys, it's like, well, you got to be ready at the drop of a hat to go fight.
Exactly.
So, yeah, just kind of, the funniest line was they were like, oh, they got cardio machines. And they're like sitting there pushing these crazy weights. And they're like, what Marine do you think's doing cardio? So that was a pretty good show. And then I would also say, how about those Seahawks?
Oh, God.
Jesus. Yeah. What a beautiful day. I was tailgating, had good seats at the game. Shout out to everybody that said hello. It was just, I don't know that I've ever seen Seahawks fans in a better mood.
What was the food at the tailgate?
Actually, the guy had pulled pork that he had smoked the night before and pulled chicken.
Damn.
Nice. The pulled chicken, I'll be honest with you, usually I go pork. The chicken was phenomenal.
I can believe that.
And he said he cooked it down with some tequila, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So he got hammered eating a chicken sandwich.
I mean, I'm sure it cooks off. It's just one of those things. Given the choice, I'd always take pulled pork.
Sure.
So he's like, you got to try the chicken, dude.
Okay.
I was like, all right. But yeah, all the Seahawks fans are in a great great mood. And then one of our listeners.
I want to say they are number one in both the ESPN and NFL.com power rankings.
Yes.
Which is completely arbitrary, but it still feels. It lets you know everyone recognizes that they're doing very, very well.
Right. And after spending Saturday specifically in a bar so I could watch Maryland lose, mm-hmm. watch the Sounders lose on my phone, and watch the Huskies lose all in one sitting, it was very nice to see a team I enjoy win. We're not that far off from Halloween, so I've been sitting on this list for a little bit, but it's kind of interesting. It's like horror movies based off true or allegedly true stories.
Okay.
All right, so the first one I went to was The Exorcist.
Yep.
That was in 1973. I've always thought of that one as super scary because I grew up kind of near there.
Yeah.
That kid was in the same parish as my mom when she was a kid, so they always told the stories and everything. But that kid, he ended up growing up completely normal. He was a NASA engineer.
I've heard that, yeah. Went to work for NASA and didn't really want it to be known so much.
I still contend that it was the
house. My parents were freaked out, man. They're weird.
Well, because that house was in a neighborhood we call Mount Rainier. Because nobody knew how to say Mount Rainier.
Correct.
And again, that police department, they thought they were being slick and they put mountains on their squad cars. But they were like the Tetons.
Oh, good.
They were straight up and down. And I was like, did nobody look at a map?
Nope.
But that house I always thought was still haunted. That house burned down. There's a playground on it now.
Hey, kids, play here. What could go wrong?
Your head will spin around.
The Exorcism of Emily Rose from 2005. That's based on the story of a young German woman who died after nearly 70 exorcisms.
Jesus.
If you got to do 70 exorcisms, is the devil in her or is she the devil?
Well, I mean, how many do you do before you quit?
Maybe she just has mental issues.
It might, yeah.
Poltergeist, they were like, look, no children were abducted. They weren't taken via TV. So there's just a lot of creepy stuff going on there.
Sure.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, now we all know because of Netflix, loosely based on the story of Ed Gein in Wisconsin. Amity Horror, if the house was haunted, why haven't any other occupants had trouble with the ghost?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It is, right?
Does someone live there now?
I guess they do. Annabelle, right? It's actually a Raggedy Ann doll, not some creepy porcelain thing. But The Conjuring, the first movie where we see that doll, that was based on real-life paranormal investigators. And the movies are based on their actual exploits.
Okay. So I wouldn't do that.
Right. And then we saw this year that doll was on tour and one of the guys with it died.
Mm-hmm.
Natural causes, but still.
Weren't they like 39?
Yeah, natural causes.
I mean, I know you can.
I'm not saying there's anything to it, but there's also a thing like a bad luck charm.
Right.
You just know.
That's kind of what I'm saying, too. Like, if you tell me there's a haunted house and somebody goes in there and has a heart attack, it's like, okay.
It could be coincidence.
It could be just coincidence.
It's like those diamonds that people say if they own them, you know, bad things will happen to them, whether it's the Hope Diamond or any of that crap. It's like you just own it.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, bad things happen to everyone around you.
Yeah.
To me, that's just a bad luck charm. Get that thing out of the house. Yeah.
Who knows? Doesn't matter. Just don't own it.
But it is pretty interesting. And if you like all that ghost stuff, there's a ton of it on there and some of them real life stories. What are you going to watch tonight? Got a little Maction on TV. Mike's always looking forward to Maction. He loves the MAC conference. It's his favorite thing in the world. You also have the second season finale of The Golden Bachelor.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. 100,000 trees in the Amazon rainforest are chopped down for an environmental summit. Meanwhile, a social influencer who faked having cancer sees her followers plummet. Amusement rider who fell out of the zipper had a 9-year-old on the controls. Main gym teacher sees making 3-pointers as one of his goals. And a 3-car thieves in Olympia are busted while wearing really bad wigs. Just like we did on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, it's up, sorry. Right here at home in Thurston County, a trio of prowlers have been caught. They've been known to cause trouble in the area, but picked the wrong place at the wrong time this time around. They were caught arriving at the scene of a local property in a car without license plates that had been reported stolen earlier that day from a movie theater in Olympia. They were making their way onto the property when the call came in, but officers didn't have to go far, as there was about 15 deputies and the Thurston County Sheriff himself nearby for firearms training.
Damn.
The squad descended upon the trio and took them into custody. In spite of one wearing a hat and wig and the other providing a false name, they were quickly identified and arrested. Good work. Just walked right into that trap.
Jesus Christ. Of course.
Right?
It's like the guys that try to rob, like, Walmart right before Christmas. In spite of that, there's 200 cop cars in the parking lot, and it's like, cop, I'll bring a kid to Walmart day to buy him a toy.
Exactly.
At no point did you think when you saw a bunch of cop cars in a Walmart parking lot that maybe don't rob it today.
Right. Today's just not your day.
That story's going to happen within the next 6 weeks.
You know it is.
It happens every year. Like, Jesus Christ, guys. It's not like they're undercover cops. They're in uniform. They're all over the parking lot. The cars are in the parking lot. Like, what is wrong with
There's a fleet of cop cars.
And you still decide, like, you know what? I'm going to shoplift today.
That's right. They're going to be distracted. They won't see me coming.
In other news, awkward situation in BC, Canada, just northwest of Vancouver. Authorities were called in after someone was injured on a ride at a local carnival. This is wild. If you've ever taken a ride on the zipper, you know that it looks like that it looks and operates like a Ferris wheel if they squeezed it flat and added cages to the individual cars. Well, an investigation was launched after a man fell out of one of the cars after the ride was activated, and he was about 8 feet in the air when he fell, breaking multiple bones upon landing. What they found was the man was severely intoxicated at the time of the incident and was the second to get out of the car behind a friend. Unfortunately, he took a little too much time to get off the ride and was activated by the operator. What's more is the other carnival employee helping patrons on and off the cars was the son of the foreman, who's 9.
But here's the dude is drunk, the operator's 9. And obviously, it's not a good combination, but you go like, this should not have happened.
Right. So basically,
so he was slow getting out of it after the ride ended.
Because he's drunk.
Then the 9-year-old fired the ride back up.
Because he's 9.
No. So the 9-year-old was helping people get in and out of the cages. Basically, that's what you can trust a 9-year-old to do is to pop the cages open, get everybody out of it, put people into it, close the cage again, and seal it. And he actually did a damn good job of it. The thing is the 9-year-old is just there. The other guy had loaded up, I think, the last of his patrons or whatever it was, but he didn't see that there was a guy still trying to get out of it, so he just activated it. So it was the operator who was on it, not the 9-year-old. It was just that when the investigation came down, they're like, why is there a 9-year-old doing this?
Which is a fair question.
I mean, those things look terrifying enough.
Yes.
And they're always just like, sometimes they're not even at fairs. They're just in a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And basically, the guy that was drunk was too drunk to have been on there. He had already been kicked out of the park the day before.
Jesus.
The day before?
The day before.
So he's just on a wicked bender.
Yeah, pretty much. And
he went back.
And he went in there, and the 9-year-old was just, he's 9, so he sees somebody's like, I guess he's good enough to me.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, but a report was filed by a BC safety regulator. That's going to be a fun one. We go to Brazil, where change is about to be talked about. 50,000 world leaders, climate change activists, journalists, and other high-profile guests are descending upon the country to sit at the table and discuss the issue of climate change in our world at this month's COP30 Climate Summit. And what location to hold such a summit? A forest that has been regarded for years as being at a quote-unquote ecological tipping point and could not afford much further destruction, believing that if a significant percentage of the trees were to be removed from the rainforest, the region as a whole would stop making enough rain, drying out, and turning into a grassy savanna. That's how fragile this thing is.
It's like, we're not serious about this, but this is all for show.
Which is why the summit is drawing criticism as they destroyed upwards of 100,000 trees to build a highway to usher in this horde of climate activism leadership.
Mm-hmm.
They've also touted that the sustainable nature of this highway, noting it has several wildlife crossings, protective fencing for vegetation and bike lanes, and solar-powered LED lighting, which is what we need in the Amazon rainforest.
Yes, all of that, but not the trees.
Read the room, y'all.
Hey, like we said, there's rhetoric and there's receipts, right? So do the math on it.
That was the only way to bring people into the summit was to knock down 100,000 trees.
In Amazon. Or do it somewhere else.
Right.
It's a whole freaking planet.
Again, like the Amazon is a great place for it. Like, look how fragile this thing is. This thing can't sustain any more damage. Like, come on. What are we doing? Oh, let's see here. We go to the lovely world of the internet where not everyone is as they seem. A now well-known influencer in the UK has come forward to apologize after she could no longer keep up the charade. She admits that she first lied to a friend back in 2017 before she obtained internet stardom, where she made a mention that she had cancer. This eventually came to light with her followers, who then took it upon themselves to create a GoFundMe account to raise money for her treatment. But the problem is, she's perfectly healthy and to her knowledge has no cancer. She swears that she never took a penny from the charity funds and immediately shut it down, but also had just come forward to apologize to her followers for the lie, saying that she was in a, quote, dark place mentally at the time and did it to keep people close to her in her life. Now she uses her platform, or at least wants to use it, as a place to advocate for mental health awareness. She still has upwards of 3.5 million followers, something like that. And a lot of the comments on the video that she put up said, it took you 8 years. We found this out 8 years ago that you were lying.
Some amount of small credit for you admitting it.
Right.
But it's also like admitting that you murdered someone.
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Maine, where a local PE teacher earned his spot. He's already broken a couple Guinness World Records in the realm of basketball, but sought to notch one more win by making the most three-pointers in an hour. The record was already set at a whopping 1,372 shots, and our boy wanted to have no doubt, aiming to reach up and over 1,500 by the time that he was finished. Unfortunately, he fell short of his personal goal. But did indeed exceed the record by a staunch 145 shots to bring the total up to 1,516 in an hour.
What if that was the NBA line?
So the
college line foul shots?
No, for three pointers. So he also holds the record miles for the NFL line 3-pointers as well.
NBA.
Yeah. NBA. Sorry, yeah, I said NFL. Yeah. Yes, the NBA.
I was like, every time I look, it's farther out. I can't even keep up.
So he's done both.
Those NBA guys, they just can hit them from anywhere anymore. So I don't know what the answer is.
Bedroom Sports, you got some college football over on ESPN2, NU, and CBS Sports. NBA basketball on CW and ESPN. College hoops on FS1 and ESPN+. That's Maction.
Nice.
And some hockey over on TNT. As far as your weather, should have some steady light rain overnight with a low of 52. Tomorrow, they're expecting plenty of rain as well and a high of 57. The 40s are in the near future, gentlemen. Just be a couple weeks before that starts being the high. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy. And the head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this biatch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.